Velkommen til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. Lyt med og vær velsignet.
Amen, amen. It's good to be together, isn't it?
Er det godt at være sammen?
That's why we are called the body of Christ.
Det er derfor vi er kaldt Guds legeme.
And there's only one body of Christ.
Og der er kun ét Guds legeme.
Sometimes you would like to have a lot of different bodies.
Så mange gange vil vi gerne have sådan mange forskellige legemer.
So that we can each have our own way.
Så vi hver især kan have vores egen vej.
But the kingdom of God works as only one body.
Men Guds rigdom virker kun med ét.
And we're all called to be in unity together.
Og vi er alle sammen kaldt til at være en enhed.
This morning we are so privileged.
Den her morgen, der er vi meget privilegerede.
As young people to come and minister today.
Som også unge, at vi kan komme og prædike.
For many people to share their hearts and pray and.
At mange, de kan få lov til at dele deres hjerte
og worship God together.
Og tilbe Gud sammen.
We are really humbled and honored to have this opportunity.
Vi er virkelig ydmyge, og vi har glædet os til det.
So I want to firstly thank the church and Pastor Erling for giving us this opportunity.
Så vi gerne takke kirken og Pastor Erling, fordi vi har fået den her mulighed.
We don't take it lightly.
Vi tager det ikke let.
It's a great privilege and an honor.
Det er en stor ting for os.
To come before you and to stand before all of you.
At vi kan stå foran jer og stå foran jer alle sammen.
God is good.
Gud er god.
Amen. How many of you believe that?
Hvor mange tror på det?
How many of you believe that? God is good.
Hvor mange tror på, at Gud han er god?
And he is moving in our midst.
Og han bevæger sig midt i vores midt.
And he's working in our midst.
Og han arbejder i vores midt.
It's interesting in the kingdom of God.
Det er interessant i Guds rige.
There is always a movement.
Er der altid en bevægelse.
God is always taking us somewhere.
Gud han tager os altid et eller andet sted hen.
God is always putting us on a journey.
Gud han sætter os altid på en eller anden vandring.
The kingdom of God is never stagnant. It's never stagnant. It never stays in one place.
Okay, Guds rige, det står aldrig kun på ét sted.
God is always on the move.
Gud han bevæger sig altid.
He always wants to take us to the next destination.
Han vil altid tage os til den næste destination.
And it's so important in our walk with God.
Og det er meget vigtigt i vores vandring med ham.
That we are walking together with him.
At vi vandrer med ham.
That we are going in that direction that God is calling us to walk in.
At vi går i den retning som Gud han har kaldt os til.
You know, when it comes to the kingdom of God.
Når det kommer til Guds rige.
We are called to go from glory to glory.
Så skal vi gå fra ære til ære.
Amen. It's glory to glory.
Herlighed til herlighed.
So we go from one place to the other place to the other place to the other place.
Så vi går fra et sted til et andet sted til et andet sted.
The wonderful thing about God is.
En af de vidunderlige ting ved Gud.
The closer we get to him.
Jo tættere vi kommer på ham.
The more we learn about him.
Desto mere lærer vi os om ham.
Amen.
Amen.
I think we can live 100 years trying to learn about God.
Jeg tror vi kan bruge 100 år på at lære om Gud.
And still we're learning something new.
Og så stadigvæk lærer vi noget om ham.
Isn't it true?
Er det ikke sandt?
I'm always amazed to see how in the church we are all different ages.
Jeg er altid sådan, det vidunderligt at se i alle kirker, at der er forskellige aldre.
But everyone is just equally excited to come to the house of God.
Men alle er lige begejstret for at komme i Guds hus.
Because God is always teaching us.
Fordi Gud han lærer os altid noget.
He's always drawing us.
Han trækker os altid til.
Ephesians talks about this height and length and depth and width about the love of God.
Efeserbrevet snakker altid med om højde, bredde og dybde om Guds kærlighed.
I think of that like an ocean.
Jeg tænker lidt på det omkring et hav.
More you explore into it.
Mere du opdager ting eller ja, udforsker det.
The deeper it gets.
Jo dybere bliver det.
The more amazing it gets.
Mere vidunderligt bliver det.
Do you know the highest mountains are actually underwater?
Ved du, at det højeste bjerg er faktisk under vandet?
That means the deepest valleys are also underwater.
Det betyder, at de dybeste dale er under vandet.
We can search and search and search and we will only be amazed when it comes to the kingdom of God.
Vi kan søge og søge, vi bliver kun overrasket over Guds rige.
And I believe God's heart is for us this morning.
Og jeg tror på, at Guds hjerte er for os den her morgen.
His heart yearns after us.
Hans hjerte længes efter os.
If you are sitting here thinking, oh, but there is a God there, and I'm just sitting here.
Men det kan være, vi tænker nu, vi sidder her, at der er en Gud, der er et eller andet der.
There is a God, he is actually a God who wants to have a deep relationship with you.
Men han er en Gud, der vil have en dyb relation.
He wants to walk closely with you.
Han vil gerne vandre tæt sammen med os.
He wants you to know more of him.
Han vil have, at vi skal vide mere om ham.
These are days where he is drawing us into his presence.
De her er dage, hvor det er, han trækker os tættere til ham.
The only way we can know more about God is by being in his presence.
Den eneste måde, vi kan lære mere om ham, er ved at være i hans nærvær.
It's not head knowledge.
Det er ikke viden
It's not writing things over and over again.
Det er ikke at skrive ting ned igen og igen.
It's not just confessing things over and over again.
Det er ikke bare at sige ting.
It's his presence.
Men det er hans nærvær.
That changes our life.
Der forandrer vores
liv. That transforms our life.
Der transformerer vores liv.
And I believe this morning God has called us to be a people that will walk in glory.
Og jeg tror på at Gud han har kaldt os til den her morgen til at vandre i herlighed.
We are not ordinary people.
Vi er ikke bare almindelige folk.
We're called to live extraordinary lives.
Vi er kaldet til at leve ekstraordinære liv.
Amen. How many of you believe that?
Hvor mange tror på det?
We are called to live extraordinary lives.
Vi er kaldet til at leve det ekstraordinære liv.
His thoughts are much higher than our thoughts.
Hans tanker er meget højere end vores.
Amen. As high as the heavens are from the earth, the word says.
Så højt som himlen er fra jorden.
So we're called to live extraordinary lives.
Så vi er kaldet til at leve ekstraordinære liv.
Called to walk in glory.
Kaldet til at vandre i herlighed.
And we're called to move.
Og vi er kaldet til at bevæge os.
Called to move. We're called to move in that direction and calling that God has for us.
Vi er kaldet til at bevæge os i den retning, som Gud har planer for vores liv.
There's a scripture I want to take with a lot of humility.
Jeg vil tage et skriftsted, der er meget ydmygt.
Which challenged me a lot.
Som også har udfordret
which
mig
when the
måder.
Lord showed me, I was really challenged about it.
Så da Gud han viste mig det, blev jeg også sådan helt udfordret.
So I want to share what you know challenged me.
Så jeg vil gerne dele det, som har udfordret mig.
The Bible says like this in Hebrews chapter 5 and from verse 12.
I Hebræerne 5:12.
He says, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food.
For I som i betragtning af den tid, der er gået, burde være lærere, trænger igen til, at nogen lærer jer begyndelsesgrundene i Guds ord. Ja, det kommer dertil, at I har brug for mælk og ikke for fast føde.
For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
For enhver, som lever af mælk, er uden erfaring, når der tales om retfærdighed. Han er jo et spædebarn. Men den første føde er for de fuldvoksne, som ved stadig har opøvet deres evner, så de kan skelne mellem godt og ondt.
Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection.
Derfor vil vi nu lade begynde undervisning om Kristus ligge og gå videre til en undervisning for voksne og ikke engang til at lægge grund med omvendelse fra du gerne
vil. Okay. Ja, the Bible says let us go on to perfection.
Så Bibelen siger at vi skal gå hen mod perfektion.
And then goes on to read about how you know Paul is encouraging the church saying.
Så Paulus han
encouraging
opmuntrer kirken.
Saying that God has something more for you.
Han siger at Gud har mere for jer.
It's important that we are on this journey.
Det er vigtigt at vi er på den her vandring.
And it challenged me a lot.
Og det har virkelig sådan udfordret mig.
I began to ask the Lord, what is this journey that you have for me?
Og så begyndte jeg at spørge Gud, hvad er det for en vandring du har til mig?
Lord, am I progressing in this journey that you've called me to walk in?
Går jeg i den rigtige retning?
Or am I settled where I am?
Eller er jeg bare tilfreds der hvor jeg er?
The picture that I had.
Det billede jeg havde.
Is like, you know, it's like looking at an image.
Det er ligesom at se på et billede.
One thing is to look at an image at a distance.
Det er en ting at se på et billede fra lang afstand.
Maybe you have a window in front of you.
Måske har du et vindue foran dig.
Imagine that you're standing outside a house with a window.
Forestil dig at stå ude for et hus og kigger ind.
And there is a picture, there's something happening inside the building.
Og der sker et eller andet, der er et billede inde på den anden side af vinduet.
What do? You open the window to see what is inside.
Hvad gør du? Du åbner vinduet for at se, hvad der er på den anden
side.
Then
you're trying to peek, what is going on here?
Og så kigger du sådan, hvad foregår der derinde?
But then there comes a time where the door is opened.
Men så kommer der en tid, hvor døren den åbner.
So what can you do then?
Så hvad kan du så gøre?
You walk in through the door to see what is actually happening.
Så går du ind igennem døren og faktisk ser, hvad der sker på den side.
Right? Then you know you begin to experience a little bit.
Så begynder du at opleve det lidt.
It's like our walk with God.
Det er lidt ligesom vores vandring med Gud.
Sometimes we are hearing a lot of things.
Mange ting så hører vi sådan forskellige ting.
Then we get to experience it a little bit.
Så oplever vi det.
But then the next thing is that the gates begin to open.
Men så det næste skridt det er at portene de åbner.
Then we begin to go fully in.
så går vi helt ind.
And then we begin to walk in that place.
Og så begynder vi at vandre på det sted.
When the gates open, we can take the position that God has called us to sit in.
Så når portene de åbner, så kan vi tage den position, som Gud han har givet.
It's like when we go to the beach.
Det er ligesom når vi går på stranden.
Right, it's another example.
Det er et andet eksempel.
You can stand as much as you want, looking at the water and say that water is cold or it's warm, or you can give lot of descriptions about how that water is.
Du kan være på stranden og se at vandet det er koldt og alt muligt. Du kan komme med mange forskellige ting om havet.
But then you know what you do? You go and put your feet little bit inside.
Men så tager du nogle skridt og går ned i
lidt. And then you know it begins to. Then you say, oh, it's a little bit cold, or oh no, it's not. You know.
Og så siger du sådan, det er nok lidt koldt.
But then the more and longer you stay in that place.
Men jo længere tid du er i vandet.
The more you allow yourself to settle in.
Så bliver du mere vant til det, og så er det ikke så
then,
koldt.
Then you begin to enjoy that place.
Og så begynder du at nyde der hvor du er.
Then you begin to understand why this is good.
Og så begynder du at forstå hvorfor det er godt.
Sometimes the people in the inside the water already are saying, "Hey, just come, it's okay, it's very good, just come in."
Og så er der nogen ude i vandet der siger, at bare kom, det er rigtig godt.
It's fantastic here.
Det er virkelig godt.
But we are looking at it from the outside and saying, "Oh, but it's too cold. Ah, it's but it's wet and oh, you know, we're giving all these excuses."
Men vi ser fra afstand af, at det ser altså lidt koldt ud.
But God is calling us to experience everything that he has.
Men Gud han kalder os til at opleve alt hvad han har sagt.
How many of us want to experience all the glory of God?
Hvor mange har lyst til at opleve alt
ved Gud? Amen. We are called to experience the glory of God.
Vi er kaldet til at opleve Guds plan.
One day when we get to heaven we will see him.
En dag når vi kommer til himlen så vil vi se ham.
But we are called to experience heaven on earth.
Men vi er kaldet til at opleve himlen på jorden.
We are called to live eternity today.
Vi er kaldet til at leve for evigt.
Not one day.
Ikke en dag.
We're already living in that eternity.
Vi lever allerede i den evighed.
So we can experience the glory of God today.
Så vi kan opleve Gud i dag.
So we need to ask God, Lord, where, what do you want me to do today?
Så vi må spørge ham, hvad har du af planer for mig i dag?
Lord, what is the situation that you put my life in?
Hvilken situation har du sat mig i?
Because this is a journey.
Fordi det er en vandring.
We are all not on the same place.
Vi er ikke alle sammen på det samme
sted.
Isn't
it true?
Er det ikke sandt?
Not all of us are called to be teachers.
Ikke alle os er kaldet til at være lærer.
Not all of us are ready yet.
Alle os er ikke klar.
Some of us are called to be babes at this point in time.
Nogen er klar til at blive spædbørn.
Right? We need to be committed to God in the place that he has called us to be in today.
Yeah.
We're committed to be, okay. So, you know, when we are committed to God,
så når vi står fast til Gud.
The only teacher that we have is the Holy Spirit. The only teacher that we have is the Holy Spirit.
Så den eneste lærer vi har, det er Helligånden.
He will teach us.
Han vil lære os.
He will lead us.
Han vil lede os.
He will grow us.
Og han vil hjælpe os med at vokse.
Amen. And we are not called to be ordinary people. I told you that in the beginning.
Og vi er ikke kaldet til at være almindelige folk.
We have a scripture that we all like very much.
Vi har alle sammen et skriftsted, som vi alle sammen
kan. If we take 1 Peter chapter 2 and from verse 9.
Så 1. Peter 2 og så vers 9.
It says like this.
Så siger det sådan her.
You are a chosen generation.
I er en udvalgt generation.
A royal priesthood.
Et kongeligt præsteskab.
A holy nation.
Et helligt folk.
His own special people.
Et ejendomsfolk.
That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
For at I skal forkynde hans guddomsmagt, han som har kaldet jer ud af mørket ind til sit underfulde lys.
Who are not a people, but now are the people of God.
I som før ikke var et folk, men nu er Guds folk.
Who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
I som ikke fandt barmhjertighed, men nu har fundet
barmhjertighed. You are a chosen generation.
Vi er en udvalgt generation.
A royal priesthood.
Et kongeligt præsteskab.
A holy nation.
Et helligt folk.
And his own special people.
Og hans helt specielle folk.
You know, beautiful aspects of who we are called to be.
Det er en flot måde at se det på.
Sometimes when we look at our life, we don't feel that way.
Så nogle gange, hvis vi ser på vores liv, så føler vi ikke det på det.
Am I a special person?
Er jeg en speciel person?
Am I a chosen generation?
Er jeg en valgt generation?
Yes, you are.
Ja, du er.
That's the word of God and that's the truth.
Det er Guds ord, og det er sandhed.
Amen. So today I want to go a little bit more into the royal priesthood.
Så nu vil jeg gerne gå lidt mere ind i det kongelige præsteskab.
Because we are called to be a royal priesthood, it says.
Fordi vi er kaldet til at være et kongeligt præsteskab.
That is a special position.
Det er en speciel position.
It's a very special position in the kingdom of God.
Det er en meget speciel position i Guds rige.
Even in that, it's not an ordinary priesthood. It says you are called to be a royal priesthood.
Så det er ikke bare et almindeligt præsteskab, men det er et helligt eller kongeligt præsteskab.
Why? Because we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Hvorfor? Fordi vi tjener Herrenes Herre.
Amen. And you know, how do we understand this?
Så hvordan forstår vi det her?
Let's go to Hebrews chapter 6 onwards.
Så Hebræerne 6.
Because our great example is Jesus.
Så vores store eksempel, det er Jesus.
He's the one who guides us.
Han er den, der leder os.
He's the one who leads us.
Han er den, der guider og leder os.
So look what the Bible says from 6 from verse 19 onwards we can read.
Så fra vers 6 og vers 19 og fremad.
This hope we have as an anchor for the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
Det håb er som et anker for sjælen. Det er urokkeligt og sikkert og rækker ind bag forhænget, hvor Jesus gik ind som en forløber for os, i det han blev ypperste præst for evigt på et eller andet. Ja, vis.
Who is our high priest?
Så hvem er vores højeste præst?
It's Jesus.
Det er Jesus.
Who is he?
Hvem er han?
He's our forerunner.
Han er den, der løber foran os.
Amen. Jesus Amen. Is our forerunner.
Han er den, der løber foran os.
Let's read verse chapter 7, verse 24 onwards.
Så lad os se på kapitel 7 og vers 24.
But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood.
Der står, han har et uforgængeligt præstedømme, fordi han er selvativ for evigt.
Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
Derfor kan han også helt og fuldt frelse dem, som kommer til Gud ved ham, fordi de altid lever og vil gå i forbøn for dem.
Amen. What a savior we serve this morning.
Hvilken frelser vi tilbærer her.
Isn't it wonderful?
Er det ikke vidunderligt?
Our high priest is interceding for us, for you and me, today, right now, in this moment.
Vores ypperste præst går i forbøn for os i dag. Her nu.
We are called to live a royal priesthood.
Vi er kaldet til at være et kongeligt præsteskab.
And we have a high priest who is interceding for us.
Og vi har en ypperste præst, der går i forbøn for os.
But look what he did.
Men se, hvad han
gør. Verse 26.
Vers 26.
For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens.
For en sådan ypperste præst trængte vi til. En, der er hellig, uskyldig, ren, skilt ud fra syndere og ophøjet over himlene.
Who does not need daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices first for his own sins and for then for the people's. For this he did once for all when he offered up himself.
En, der ikke som de andre ypperste præster er nødt til hver dag at bringe offer først for sin egen synder og så for folkets. For det har han gjort en gang for alle, da han bragte sig selv.
For the law appoints as high priests men who have weaknesses, but the word of the oath which comes after the law appoints the son who has been perfected forever.
For loven indsætter skrøbelige mennesker som ypperste præster, men edsordet, det er nyere end loven, indretter en søn, som for evigt er nået til målet.
Halleluja.
Amen.
Halleluja. Amen. What a high priest we serve.
Hvilken ypperste præst, som vi tjener.
Holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, has become higher than the heavens.
En, der er hellig, uskyldig, ren, skilt ud for syndere og ophøjet over himlene.
And he has been perfected forever, the word says.
Og han er jo gjort perfekt for alle synder.
You know, previously we saw about how Paul is writing, you know, now it's time to walk into perfection.
Så vi lige tidligere, hvor Paulus han skriver, at det er tider til at gå ind i perfektion.
How can we do that?
Hvordan kan vi gøre det?
By following Jesus.
Ved at følge Jesus.
The Bible says in Ephesians 5:1.
Bibelen siger i Efeserne 5:1.
Imitate God as dear children.
Okay.
So you know.
Okay.
We are called to imitate Christ as dear children.
Så vi er kaldet til at efterligne Guds efterligner, som elsker børn. Okay.
Ja. So you know we have this high priest who is perfect.
Så vi har den her ypperste præst som
er perfekt. He has paid the price.
Han har betalt prisen.
If you look at verse chapter 9 from verse 11 to 14.
Hvis vi ser på kapitel 9 vers 11 til 14.
But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come with the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands that is not of this creation.
Men Kristus er kommet som ypperste præst for de goder som nu er blevet til. Han er gået gennem det større og mere fuldkomne telt, som ikke er gjort med hænder, det vil sige, som ikke hører denne skabte verden til.
Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption.
Mm. Og ikke med blod af bukke eller og kalve, men med sit eget blod gik han en gang for alle ind i det allerhelligste og vandt evig forløsning.
For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh.
Når nu blodet af bukke og tyre og asken af en ko, en ung ko, ved at stænkes på mennesker, som er blevet urene, helliger dem og gør dem rene i det ydre.
How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from the dead works to serve the living God.
Så må Kristus, der i kraft af en evig ånd frembar sig selv som et lydfrit offer til Gud, med sit blod langt bedre kunne rense for vor samvittighed for døde gerninger, så vi kan tjene den levende Gud.
The blood of Christ has stoned the veil so that we can enter in.
Kristi blod har gjort, at vi kunne gå igennem
into the most holy place.
Indtil de mest hellige steder.
What a privilege we have.
Hvilket privilegie vi har.
That we have a savior who laid down his life for us.
At vi har en frelser der gav sit liv for os.
Who paid the ultimate price for us.
Som betalte den ypperste pris.
We just need to be thankful for the blood of Christ.
Vi skal bare være taknemmelige for.
Come on, let's just take a moment and just thank the Lord for the blood.
Lad os bare tage et øjeblik, hvor vi takker Gud for blodet.
We thank you, Lord.
Vi takker
dig. We thank you because you paid the price, God.
Vi takker dig fordi du har betalt prisen.
Lord, thank you for that ultimate price that you paid on the cross, Father.
Vi takker dig fordi for den ypperste pris du har betalt.
Lord, you laid down your life for us, Father.
Du lagde dit liv ned for os.
Oh, once and for all.
En gang for alle.
Purifying, Father God.
Rensende.
We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God.
Vi takker dig.
Oh, we thank you this morning, God.
Vi takker dig.
We thank you for the purifying blood, for that work that you did on that cross.
Vi takker dig for det rensende blod og for det du har gjort på korset.
Thank you because you did that perfect work, Father God.
Fordi du har gjort det perfekte arbejde.
There is no imperfection, God.
Der er ikke noget der ikke er perfekt.
There's nothing that needs to be corrected.
Der er ikke noget der bliver nødt til at rettet på.
It's perfected, Father God.
Det er perfekt.
We just thank you because that blood is available for us.
Vi takker dig bare fordi at blodet det er tilgængeligt for os.
To cleanse us and to purify us.
For at rense os, far.
Oh, we thank you, Jesus.
Vi takker dig, Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus.
Vi takker dig.
Look at this from verse chapter 10 from verse 19. It says like this.
Så kapitel 10 vers 19.
Therefore, brethren,
brødre,
having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
Ved Jesu blod har vi altså frimodighed.
By a new and living way which he consecrated for us.
Til at gå ind i helligdommen af den nye levende vej som har åbnet for os gennem forhænget.
Through the veil that is his flesh.
Det vil sige ved sit jordiske legeme.
And having a high priest over the house of God.
Og vi har i ham en stor pris over Guds hus.
Let us draw near with a true heart.
Lad os derfor træde frem med oprigtige hjerter.
In full assurance of faith.
I en fast tro og
having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience.
Og bestænket hjerte, så vi er befriet for ond samvittighed.
And our bodies washed with pure water.
Og med lemmet badet i rent vand.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
We are called to walk into the holy of holies.
Vi er kaldet til at vandre ind i det helligste af helligste.
This morning by the blood of the cross.
Så den her morgen ved blodet på korset.
By the perfect work that God did.
Ved det perfekte arbejde som Gud han har
the
gjort.
The veil is torn so that we can enter in.
Så er sløret eller forhænget taget fra.
God has called us to live in that glorious place.
Gud han har kaldet os til at vandre os på det hellige sted.
God is calling us to live in that glorious place.
Gud han har kaldet os til at vandre på det herlige sted.
To serve him in that heavenly throne room.
For at tjene ham på det på den hellige trone.
So that we can hear that intimate voice of God.
Så vi kan høre den intime røst af ham.
So that we can be in the presence of our Lord and Savior.
Så vi kan være i nærvær med ham.
So that we can live in that glory realm.
Så vi kan vandre i den realm af herlighed.
God has paid the price for us.
Gud han har betalt den pris for os.
Therefore we have the freedom to enter.
Derfor har vi frihed til at
Therefore
gå ind i det.
Therefore we have the freedom to enter.
Derfor har vi den frihed for at gå ind.
You know, if we look at 2 Corinthians from in chapter 3.
Hvis vi kigger på 2 Korinther kapitel 3.
You know, here it talks about how, you know, Paul how Moses when he was in the wilderness.
Her snakker det om at da Moses han var i ørken.
He experienced God. We heard about that earlier today.
Så oplevede han Gud, og det hørte vi jo lige før.
But when he experienced God, the children of Israel were not willing to experience God together with him.
Da han oplevede Gud, der vil ja, Israels børn ikke opleve det sammen med ham.
Why? Because they made that choice.
Hvorfor? Fordi de tog den beslutning.
They said, Moses, you go into the presence of God.
De siger, Moses, du må gerne gå derind.
And then you come back and tell us what God is telling.
Og så kommer du så tilbage og fortæller, hvad Gud han har sagt.
The truth was actually that God wanted everybody to experience the glory.
Og sandheden var, at Gud han ville have, at alle skulle opleve det.
But you see what God revealed to Moses.
Men vi ser, at det Gud han åbenbarer for Moses.
Was so glorious.
Var så herligt.
That they could not with their natural eyes even look at Moses. He had to wear a veil.
Så kunne de ikke se på Moses med deres altså naturlige blik, de blev nødt til at have et forhæng for.
And this veil, you know, blocked them from experiencing the full glory of God.
Og det her forhæng, det gjorde så, at de ikke kunne opleve det fulde.
And Paul writes here.
Og Paulus han skriver her.
Saying verse 9, 3 verse 9.
3 vers 9 i 2. Korinther.
For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory.
Hvis den gamle pagts tjeneste var herlig, selvom den førte til, at mennesker kom under Guds dom, hvor meget herligere er så ikke den nye pagts tjeneste, der fører til, at mennesker bliver frikendt af Gud.
Amen. Amen. We are called to walk in an even greater glory than what Moses experienced in that times.
Vi er kaldet til at gå i en større herlighed end det Moses han oplevede.
Amen.
Amen.
And if we just read from verse 12 onwards.
Og hvis vi læser fra vers 12.
Maybe let's just read from verse 10.
Eller fra vers 10.
For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. For if what was passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious.
I sammenligning med den overvældende herlighed i den nye pagt, er den gamle pagts herlighed for intet at regne.
Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Unlike Moses, who had to put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not steadily look at the end of what was passing away. Verse 12 and 13.
Okay. Da vi har en så stor vedvarende herlighed, kan vi tale åbent og ærligt, uden at lægge skjul på noget.
But their minds were blinded, for until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ.
Vi gør ikke som Moses, der skjulte sit ansigt bag et slør, så israelitterne ikke kunne se, hvordan stråleglansen forsvandt. Ja.
But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Verse 15.
Det er stadigvæk sådan, at hver gang Moses skrifter bliver læst op, er deres tanker dækket af et slør.
But then we have verse 16.
Men så har vi vers 16.
Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
Men når nogen vender sig til Herren Jesus, bliver sløret taget bort.
Amen. When one turns.
Når en vender sig.
Church, this morning we need to turn if we want to see the glory of God.
Kirke, den her morgen bliver vi nødt til at vende os rundt, så vi kan se Guds herlighed.
If we will just keep walking in our own direction.
Hvis vi bare bliver ved med at gå i vores egen.
If we will just do whatever we want.
Hvis vi bare gør hvad end vi vil.
Don't expect the glory of God to be experienced in your life.
Så forvent ikke at du oplever Guds herlighed.
But God gives us an option.
Men Gud han giver os en mulighed.
It's not too late.
Det er ikke for sent.
Moses was 80 years old when he had that wilderness experience.
Moses, han var 80 år, da han havde den oplevelse i ørken.
When one turns.
Når en vender sig.
Church, when one turns.
Kirke, når en vender sig.
Can we be that one that is willing to turn?
Kan vi være den ene, der er villig til at vende sig?
This morning, are we willing to turn?
Den her morgen, er vi villige til at vende os?
That we may allow God to remove that veil from our eyes.
At vi bliver Gud lov til at tage det her slør væk fra vores øjne.
If we are not sure, Lord, what I need to do next.
Hvis vi siger, Gud, jeg er ikke sikker på, hvad jeg skal gøre næste gang.
Come into the presence of the Lord.
Så kom ind i Guds nærhed.
You have access.
Du har adgang.
Confess your sins.
Jeg bekender dine synder.
Let him wash you clean.
Lad ham rense dig.
He has paid the price on the cross already.
Han har betalt prisen på korset allerede.
So that you can enter in.
Så at du kan træde ind i det.
So that you can enter into that glory.
Så du kan træde ind i den herlighed.
So church, let's turn our eyes towards Jesus.
Så kigge, lad os vende vores blik
let's
til ham.
Let's turn our eyes towards the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Lad os vende vores blik til Herrenes Herre.
He has a glory that we don't even comprehend today.
Han har en herlighed, som vi ikke engang kan fatte.
Amen. And the Bible says like this, now the Lord is spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Og Bibelen siger, at Jesus har sendt Helligånden, og hvor hans ånd er, der er der frihed.
Amen. There is freedom in the house of God.
Der er frihed i Guds hus.
Where is it in the presence of the Lord? In the presence of the Lord.
I Guds nærvær.
Why is it because he allows you to enter in?
Hvorfor? Fordi han tillader dig at træde ind i det.
His glory is available for us.
Hans herlighed er tilgængelig for
His freedom is available for us.
Hans frihed er tilgængelig for os.
And look at this verse 18 says like this.
Og vers 18 siger.
Now we all.
Alle vi.
With unveiled face.
Som har fået sløret fjernet.
Beholding us in a mirror.
Kan du se. Noget med et spejl.
The glory of the Lord.
Kan se Herrens herlighed igennem et spejl.
Are
som et spejl.
Being transformed.
De bliver transformeret.
Into the same image.
Into det samme billede.
From glory.
Fra herlighed.
To glory.
Til herlighed.
Just as.
Ligesom.
By the Spirit of the Lord.
Ligesom.
By the Spirit of the Lord.
Guds ånd.
What a promise we have this morning.
Hvilke løfte vi har.
Look at the desire of the Lord.
Perceive på Guds.
The desire.
Ja, hvad han vil.
Yeah. Længsel.
Yeah.
What he wants to do.
Hvad han vil.
Is to transform us like him.
Er at forvandle vores liv.
He wants us to become like him.
Han vil have, at vi skal være ligesom ham.
Isn't that our heart's desire as well?
Er det ikke godt, det vi ønsker?
Don't we want to be more like Jesus?
Vil vi ikke også gerne være ligesom Jesus?
Don't we want to be more like Jesus?
Mere som ham.
Don't we want to walk like he walked on this earth?
Vil vi ikke også vandre ligesom han gjorde?
He lived one of the most extraordinary lives we can ever imagine.
Han levede en af de mere ekstraordinære liv.
But it was not just him.
Men det var ikke bare ham.
All those who allowed God to work in through that life.
Alle der tillod Gud at arbejde i deres liv.
They all lived extraordinary lives.
De levede alle sammen et ekstraordinært liv.
Why? Because they lived in that glory.
Hvorfor? Fordi de levede i den herlighed.
They experienced the glory of God.
De oplevede Guds herlighed.
Enoch lived so closely with God.
Enoch han levede så tæt med Gud.
That the Lord just took him.
At Herren han bare tog ham.
He experienced truly heaven on earth.
Han oplevede oprigtigt himlen på jorden.
Eternal life was a reality in his life.
Evig liv var en sandhed for ham.
Suddenly there was a transition that just took him away.
Lige pludselig var der bare et eller andet, der gjorde det, så var han væk.
That's who God has called us to be.
Det er den Gud, han har kaldet os til at være.
He has called us to experience him.
Han har kaldet os til at opleve det.
This was the desire of the Lord when he created us in the very first beginning.
Det var den længsel Gud han havde, da han skabte os til at begynde med.
That we can be in his presence.
At vi kan være i hans nærvær.
We are with an unveiled face beholding as in a mirror the glory of God are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Og den herlighed sætter præg på os, så vi forvandles til lighed med ham efterhånden, som vi modtager fra hans hånd, og det går fra herlighed til endnu større herlighed.
Amen.
Amen.
God is calling us into greater glory.
Gud han kalder os til et endnu større herlighed.
God is calling us into greater glory.
Gud han har kaldet os til et endnu større
herlighed. If we think we've experienced a lot,
hvis vi tænker at vi har oplevet meget,
let's be even more hungry for God.
Så lad os være endnu mere sultne for ham.
Because he has a greater glory.
Fordi han har en større herlighed.
If you think I've experienced this in the past,
hvis man tænker jeg har oplevet det her i min fortid.
But that is a greater glory.
Men der er en større herlighed.
He only takes us from glory to glory.
Han tager os kun fra herlighed til herlighed.
From glory to glory.
Fra herlighed til herlighed.
We are not called to be ordinary people, church.
Vi er ikke kaldet til at bare være almindelige
folk.
We
are not called to be ordinary people.
Vi er ikke kaldet til at være det almindelige folk.
In chapter 10 from verse 3 in 2 Corinthians it says like this.
I kapitel 10 2
Corinthians 10
2 Korinther 10
from verse 3.
For verse 3.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh.
Godt nok lever vi her i verden, men vi kæmper ikke med verdslige våben.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down stronghold, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of God. And being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
Vi bruger ikke menneskelige metoder i den åndelige kamp, men Guds mægtige kraft, som kan nedbryde tankemæssige fæstningsværker og besejre imponerende argumenter og overmodige tanker, der går imod en sand forståelse af Gud. Vi tager den slags tanker til fange og fører dem ind i lydighed mod Kristus. Og vi er klar til at straffe dem iblandt jer, som stadig måtte være ulydige, efter at resten af jer er blevet lydige.
Why is it important that we are in the presence of God?
Hvorfor er det så vigtigt, at vi er i Guds nærvær?
Because God reveals what he wants to do when we are in his presence.
Fordi Gud han åbenbarer det han har for os, når vi er i hans nærvær.
When we are living in this world,
når der vi lever i den her verden,
challenges will come.
Så vil der komme udfordringer.
But if you think about if we very quickly look at James chapter 1.
Hvis vi lige kigger hurtigt på Jakob 1.
He says like this. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
Kære venner, når I kommer ud for mange forskellige vanskeligheder og problemer, så glæder jeg over det. I ved jo, at når jeres tro prøves, skærper det jeres udholdenhed. Og hvis I ellers holder ud gennem prøvelserne, vil I vokse i modenhed, så I ikke står tilbage på noget.
Can you see how God is calling us to perfection?
Kan I se, hvordan Gud han kalder os til
perfektion? How God is calling us to perfection?
Hvordan Gud han kalder os til
perfektion? How can we walk in that perfection?
Hvordan kan vi vandre i den perfektion?
When we are in the presence of the Lord.
Når vi er i Guds nærvær.
When we are in the presence of the Lord.
Når vi er i Guds nærvær.
Romans 12.
Romerne 12.
Verse 1 and 2 says like this. Says like this. Romans 12, 1 and 2.
Romerne 12, vers 1-2.
It says like this. For I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
Jeg har blevet Guds nåde.
That you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
Og derfor beder jeg indtrængende om at give jer selv til ham som et levende offergave.
Where did we see that a little bit before?
Hvornår så vi det?
That's how Jesus did, that's what Jesus did on the cross, right?
Det var præcis det Gud han gjorde på korset.
Jesus we are called to imitate God.
Vi er kaldet til at gøre ligesom ham.
And God is saying, Paul writes here saying, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
Ja, Paulus han skriver, at vi skal give vores lemmer til ham,
as a holy and acceptable,
som hellig og acceptabel,
which is your reasonable service,
som er jeres,
Verse 2 says like this.
Vers 2 siger,
do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
Jeres liv skal ikke styres af verdens tankegang. Lad i stedet Guds hånd forvandle jeres tanker og vaner, så I kan glæde ham ved at leve efter hans vilje som Gud og modne kristne.
What happens? When we are not conformed to this world, but we are transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Hvad sker der, når vi ikke når vi lever i verden, men ikke er
when we are not conformed to this world, when we are not stuck in this world.
Når vi ikke er taget fast i verden.
But we are transformed in the renewing of our mind.
Men at vi er transformeret i den vores nye sind.
What happens?
Hvad sker der så?
We can have the good, acceptable and perfect will of God.
Så kan vi have den gode og acceptable Guds vilje.
Where is that when the Lord is our source?
Det kan vi når Gud han er vores kilde.
You know, if we are stuck in the flesh,
når vi sidder fast i kødet,
there is no chance for perfection.
Så der er ikke mulighed for perfektion.
But God says, when you are transformed,
men Gud siger, når I er forvandlet,
when we are transformed,
når vi er forvandlet,
glory to glory,
herlighed til herlighed,
when we are transformed,
når vi er forvandlet,
we can prove,
så kan vi bevise,
the good, the good,
at det gode,
the acceptable,
og det acceptable,
and the perfect will of God,
og perfekte vilje, Guds vilje.
If we go back to 2 Corinthians, it says,
hvis vi går tilbage til 2. Korinther,
the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Verse 4. 10:4.
Okay, vi bruger ikke menneskelige metoder i den åndelige verden, men Guds mægtige kraft, som kan nedbryde tankemæssige fæstningsværker.
Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
Om overmodige tanker, der går imod en sand forståelse af Gud.
Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
Vi tager den slags tanker til fange og fører dem ind i lydighed mod Kristus.
If you see here,
så hvis vi ser her,
the strongholds of the past,
at de har ja fæstningsværker.
The thought, the high things and arguments of the present that comes to that is rising up. The arguments and high things.
Okay, de argumenter og de overmodige tanker.
That are trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of God.
Der går imod det her, den her forståelse af Gud.
And the thoughts.
Og de tanker.
What is this? Past. It's the present, and it's the future.
Det er den fortid, det er den nu, og det er fremtiden.
There is nothing that we need to be afraid of as God's children.
Der er ingenting. Vi skal ikke være bange over for noget som helst, når
if
vi er Guds barn.
There are these great strongholds.
Der er de her store fæstningsværker.
You know, we know we have the Jericho story.
Men vi har Jerikos historie.
This great city.
Den her store by.
They walked around and shouted and the walls fell down.
De gik rundt og råbte, og murene de faldt.
Very simple.
Meget simpelt.
But who gave the strategy?
Men hvem gav den her strategi?
It was God.
Det var Gud.
Where was it revealed?
Hvor var det åbenbart?
In the presence of the Lord.
I Guds nærvær.
These arguments and high things that are coming.
De her argumenter, de her overmodige tanker.
We might be looking at all these things happening around us today and thinking, oh, it's crazy what's happening today.
Så kan vi godt sige, der er nogle ting, og det er alt for stort.
It's too much.
Det er for meget.
This is not the God. This is like, you know, we cannot accept any of this.
Vi kan ikke acceptere noget af det her.
Yes.
Jo.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Yeah.
But they are mighty in God.
Men de er mægtige for Gud.
And then the thoughts that are coming in the future.
Og så de tanker, der kommer i fremtiden.
There's a powerful thing that the Bible says in verse 6.
Der er en kraftfuld ting, som Bibelen siger i vers 6.
And being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
Og vi er klar til at straffe dem iblandt jer, som stadig måtte være ulydige, efter at resten af jer er blevet lydige.
Church, what is God calling us to do?
Kirke, hvad har Gud kaldet os til at gøre?
We are looking at the things of this world.
Vi kigger på de ting, der sker i verden.
And we might be thinking, but this is happening and that is happening.
Og så tænker vi, men det her, det sker, og det her, det sker.
That has happened in the past and this might be happening in the future.
Det her, det er sket i fortiden, og det her, det måske, det vil ske i fremtiden.
What is the Lord asking us to do about it today?
Hvad er det Gud, han siger, vi skal gøre ved det i dag?
What does God want us to do today?
Hvad er det Gud han ønsker vi skal gøre i dag?
We need to get into the presence of the Lord.
Vi bliver nødt til at træde ind i Guds nærvær.
We need to ask the Lord, Lord, show me what I should do.
Vi bliver nødt til at sige til Gud, vis mig hvad jeg skal gøre.
Lord, what is your purpose over my life?
Hvad er din vilje for mit liv?
We are on this walk.
Vi er på den her vandring.
We are on this journey.
Vi er på den her vandring oplevelse.
Sometimes we only look at the end goal.
Nogle gange så kigger vi kun på målet.
We just think that one day something is going to happen.
Så tænker vi, at en eller anden dag så kommer der til at ske et eller andet.
But the kingdom is not one day. Kingdom of God is not one day.
Men Guds rige, det er ikke bare en eller anden dag.
It is every day.
Det er hver dag.
Every day God wants us to experience him.
Hver dag ønsker Gud, at vi skal opleve ham.
Every day God wants us to come into his presence.
Hver dag ønsker Gud, at vi skal komme ind i hans nærvær.
That is the heart of God.
Det er Guds hjerte.
That was why he told the whale.
Det er derfor han fjerner sløret.
That we can all enter in.
At vi alle sammen kunne gå ind i det.
In the Old Testament, the priesthood was a very specific calling.
I det gamle testamente var præsteskabet en meget specifik kaldelse.
There were very few that were even allowed to enter in.
Der var meget få, der var en, der blev givet lov til at træde ind i det.
But the desire of the Lord.
Men Guds længsel.
Was so great.
Var så stor.
That he sent his only begotten son.
At han sendte sin enbårne søn.
Who paid the ultimate price on the cross.
Som betalte den ultimative pris på korset.
So that we can all be called to be his royal priesthood.
Så vi alle sammen kunne blive kaldet til at være hans kongelige
præsteskab. We are called, all called to be his royal priesthood.
Vi er alle sammen kaldt til at være hans kongelige præsteskab.
Church, the kingdom of God is not some subscription we signed up for.
Og gå i kirke, det er ikke bare et land, vi har betalt med et abonnement.
It's not something that's just happening in the background.
Det er ikke bare noget, der sker i baggrunden.
He wants us today.
Han vil have os i dag.
He wants us to experience him today.
Han vil have, at vi skal opleve ham i dag.
He wants us to see him face to face.
Han ønsker, at vi skal se ham ansigt til ansigt.
He wants us to go from glory to glory.
Han vil have, at vi skal vandre fra herlighed til herlighed.
With unveiled face.
Med et blik, der ikke er slået til.
That we can become just as, just like him.
Så vi kan blive ligesom ham.
If only we will allow the Spirit of the Lord to come and move in us.
Hvis vi bare giver Helligånden lov til at bevæge os.
If only we would allow the Spirit of God to take full control.
Hvis vi bare tillader Helligånden at tage kontrol over vores liv.
If only we would be willing to humble ourselves.
Hvis vi bare giver os lov til at være ydmyge foran ham.
And to confess our sins.
Og bekende vores synder.
So that the Spirit of God can come and cleanse us.
Så at Guds ånd kan rense os.
With that blood that Jesus shed on that cross.
Med det blod som Gud han udgød på korset.
So that we can enter back into the holy of holies.
Så vi kan gå ind i det helligste af helligste.
So that we can experience his glory over our life.
Så vi kan opleve hans herlighed over vores liv.
God, we want more of you this morning, God.
Gud, vi ønsker mere af dig.
Oh, we want more of you this morning, God.
Vi ønsker mere af dig her til.
Lord, we don't want to settle with what has happened in the past.
Vi vil ikke bare være tilfredse med det der er sket i fortiden.
Lord, we want to go from glory to glory, God.
Vi vil vandre fra herlighed
til herlighed. Lord, we don't want to settle with the things of the past.
Vi vil ikke bare være tilfredse med det, der er sket i fortiden.
We thank you because you've called us for more.
Vi takker dig, fordi du har kaldt
Lord,
os til mere.
Lord, we thank you because you've called us for more.
Vi takker dig, fordi du har kaldt os
oh,
til
God,
mere.
Oh God, we thank you because the veil has been torn, God.
Vi takker dig, fordi forhænget det blev fjernet fra vores øjne.
We thank you because we can enter in by your blood.
Vi takker dig, fordi vi kan træde ind i det på grund af dit blod.
Oh, we thank you, God.
Vi takker dig, Gud.
Oh, we ask you for more this morning, God.
Vi spørger dig om mere.
Pour out your grace and your mercy over our life, God.
Udgiv din barmhjertighed
over vores liv.
Kirke, bare lad os spørge ham om mere.
He's a God who looks at our hearts.
Han er en Gud, der kigger på vores
hjerter. He's a God who looks at our hearts' desires.
Han er en Gud, der kigger på vores hjerter.
He's looking at our hearts and our minds.
Han kigger på vores sind og
vores hjerter. If you're hungry, you will be filled.
Hvis du er sulten, vil du blive fyldt.
If you are thirsty, you will be given water.
Hvis du er tørstig, vil du blive givet
He's
vand.
He's a God who gives us living water.
Han er en Gud, der giver os
so
levende vand.
So that we will not thirst again.
Så vi aldrig vil blive
tørstige. He's a God who fulfills our every need.
Han er en Gud, der udfylder opfylder alle vores behov.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Hvor Guds ånd, der er der frihed.
Rabba shantere be sontoro montie. Rala mantie rabba sontoro bo rabanti. Come on, church, let's just ask the Lord for more. Let's take a few minutes and ask the Lord for more. If you need to confess your sins before the Lord, this is a moment of a breakthrough.
Hvis du skal bekende dine synder for en Gud, så det her det er et øjeblik af gennembrud.
If there are things we are battling with,
hvis der er noget vi kæmper med,
bring it before the Lord.
Så bring det for en Gud.
He is the God who fights our battles.
Han er den Gud der kæmper
vores kampe. He is the God who goes before us.
Han er den der går foran os.
He is the one who makes every crooked path straight.
Han er den der gør alle de ulige veje.
He is our victory banner.
Han er vores sejrsbanner.
He is our victory banner this morning.
Han er vores sejrsbanner.
Jesus, the name above all names.
Jesus navn over alle
andre. The King of all kings.
Kongernes konge.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Oh, we are hungry for you, God. We're hungry for you, God.
Vi er sultne for
Lord,
dig.
We want more of you, God.
Vi ønsker mere af dig.
Lord, take us deeper in, Father.
Bare tag os dybere
take
ind
us
til
deeper
dig.
In this morning, God.
Bare tag os dybere
take
dybere.
Us deeper in this morning, God.
Tak fordi du lyttede med til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. For mere information og for at kontakte os, gå til www.troensord.dk.